Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I am Tori Petrie, and this week I am joined by cornerback Quandre Diggs. Quandre, thanks for joining us this week.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course. Now, for you guys who don't know, this is the segment where you guys submitted your questions on social media, and then we ask the Lion. So Quandre's going to answer some questions for us here this week. Now, this first one starts off relating to a video that you did with us last week, actually. You did a little bit of trash talking with one of your teammates, Golden Tate, over that Notre Dame-Texas game, which, of course, Texas won. So Ekman44 wants to know, what was the first thing you said to Tate after that Texas-Notre Dame game?
He was actually texting me during the game. So I'm out on the field getting his text, so I wasn't responding until we won. So, it was just a little, I got my bragging rights for the whole year. For all those guys, not just Golden, but all the Notre Dame guys. So they still a little butthurt over that. But I didn't say too much to him at that moment.
So he was talking trash to you in the middle of the game.
Yeah, he was tweeting me, talking about what are your DBs learning at Texas and things like that. But until we won, I didn't hear from him again when we won. So we won that bet for sure.
Well, what'd you say to him after you guys did win?
I just looked at him when we got in the locker room. When we got in the locker room the next day, I just looked at him and he just had his head down.
I love it. All right. Now, one of the things you guys talked about in that video is that he wanted to challenge you to a bet of push-ups for that. And you said you couldn't do 100 push-ups. Mm-hmm. So A Pirate Mike wants to know, how many push-ups can you do before you get tired? I bet you wish you took that bet now.
I wish I would have took the bet, but I don't know. I don't do push-ups. I just don't go and do push-ups. But, you know, H can work is pretty good. So if we do push-ups, we usually do about 15, 20 at a time. But my arm's burning by then still, so. You know, I'm not a big push-up guy.
Well, thankfully, you don't have to do them after this because you would have won the bet anyways.
Exactly.
All right, Ollie Norman wants to know, what's your favorite rapper and song?
My favorite rapper would definitely have to be Young Jeezy. It's kind of what gets me going before every game. So if you see me out there dancing before games, it's probably because I've been listening to some type of Jeezy. And I don't really have a favorite song, but my favorite CD is definitely Young Jeezy, The Recession. So that's definitely... It has nothing but hits on there.
All right, a little pump-up music there. No doubt. Perfect. Chris Ballard, 17, asks, who is the biggest clown on the Lions?
Oh, probably Slay. Probably Slay for sure. He's a clown every day, so, we might as well just dress him up because that's what he is every day.
And you get to see him all the time being a clown in the DB room.
24-7, 7 days a week, all the time. It's just how he is all the time, and, you know, he kind of get that room going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, Mutison M asks, pancakes or waffles?
Well, I'm a pancake guy, but it has to be chocolate chip pancakes. I don't like regular pancakes, but chocolate chip pancakes are always the best.
We'll have to wait till the off season for those because I don't know if Sarah would approve.
Well, we do have a cheat day every now and then, so definitely on my cheat day, I do.
That's Sarah Snyder, the nutritionist, for those of you who don't know. All right, Tate Duckett asks, on the topic of food, what is your favorite restaurant to eat at in Detroit?
My favorite restaurant probably had to be Ocean Prime, probably. Love Ocean Prime if I'm just going out to go eat, sit down casual. But I did eat Blaze Pizza yesterday, and it was wonderful. So shout out to LeBron James and Blaze Pizza. You know, well, I definitely loved it last night.
All right, there we go. You might recognize this next Twitter handle. This one is from a guy named Amir Guapo. He asks, I heard you idolize Amir Guapo. Is that true?
He's bored at home, and that's why he's tweeting questions. But he gets on my nerves a lot of the time. So, you know, I just ignore him on social media.
All right. Amir Guapo is obviously Amir Abdullah. If you guys don't know Amir's handle by heart, he decided to get in on this Ask a Lion, too. Now, this last question is a little bit of a teaser question, a mind-blower type question. So are you ready for this? Kate Wilson, PR, wants to know, if a dog wore pants, would he wear them on just his hind legs or all four legs?
No, on his hind legs because the front two are arms, really. Like, he has elbows and everything on the first two, on the front two. So definitely the back two for pants. That's what I would think.
But, I mean, technically, when you think about it, just to be the devil's advocate on that, dogs don't really have arms. They're called four legs.
No. See, because my dog, when he stands up, he stands up on his back two legs. So those are the pants that I would put on. That's the way I put my pants on. He don't ever stand on his front two. He don't ever do a handstand. So, of course, the back two is two legs that you put the pants on.
All right, your logic makes sense. I'm with you on this one. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching Ask a Lion. That's Quandre Diggs. Make sure you stay tuned to the Lions' social media accounts to find out who will be joining me next on Ask a Lion. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.